Another question just came up about how to realize who we really are, to meet that place that is a nobody, that is actually everything. So there is another hint. It goes like this. When you're trying to be somebody, to achieve something, you're doing it from an old place in the mind that's been programmed by people who are doing the same thing and it hasn't worked for them. If it had worked for them, they wouldn't be telling you to do it the way they're telling you to do it. So I'm going to give you another hint now. You see, in a way, we're all trying to be important. And we're trying to be important not just for other people, but so that we can feel better about ourselves. In fact, some people do a very ridiculous thing. They're trying to make a name for themselves so they'll be remembered after they're dead. Isn't that strange? So I'm going to tell you another way you could take a look at being fulfilled. Now, this is what you need to do. You need to get on your own and turn everything off and sit down and take a look at how would you like your life really to be. Don't bring in anything practical about what's possible or impossible or what people will say or won't say. All on your own. Nobody need ever know. What would you really like? Where would you like to be? Who would you like to be with? What would you like to be doing? Because this is what we can call a matrix, which means a pattern that's inside you, whether you're realizing it or not. And unless you connect with this pattern, you'll never feel fulfilled. You'll never feel satisfied. So often we think, we need to be a somebody and make a lot of money. And then, but as I keep saying, if you look around, that's not working. This is what will work. Find out what you would really like to be doing. And as an ancillary, where would you really like to be? And what type of person would you really like to be with if you want to be with a person? It doesn't matter what it is. The son of my brother is a gardener and is fulfilled. He loves gardening. He loves it. If he didn't get paid, he'd go on doing it. He loves doing it. Find out what you love to do, what's fulfilling, what's satisfied, and then do what you need to do to be able to support yourself through that. So maybe you need some training. You might need to change your whole life. But take a look. A doctor makes a lot of money, very well respected. But how many deeply satisfied doctors do you know? Or actors, or bankers, or anybody? You find out what's close to your heart. And this is secondary, so don't take it too seriously. If it is about giving back to people in some way, you'll find there's another depth to it as well. You see, doing a garden is giving back. Cleaning a house is giving back. Everything is giving back if your heart is in it. You know, you can go to some restaurants and the food looks wonderful, but somehow, and then you go to other little places, even a little roadside stall, and there's something in the food because it's cooked with love and caring. Love and caring. You find that in yourself, how you would like to be spending your life. You will have something that's so magnificent, you can't think it now. Whatever you think it is, it's not that. It's beyond that. You can't think it. And not only that, you will be blessing the people around you as well. Just, even if you don't do anything or say anything, just your presence will be a blessing when you have found your thing that's close to your heart. allow yourself to do it, and you'll find yourself fulfilled. Just as an exercise, try it out. Find some time on your own. Sit and take a look. And then at least be aware of what you're not doing. Either do it or say, this is what I would like to be doing and I'm not having the courage or, but no bullshit excuses because there aren't any excuses. You are as free as you'll let yourself be.